Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh's intros plus birds in Home Alone 2 and the real 12 days of Christmas. It's on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Story about Irving the Snowman.
Okay, honey, it's the perfect holiday story, and it goes something like this.
Irving the Snowman came to life one day, it said, when a rabbi's son who was having fun
put a yarmulke on his head.
There must have been some magic in that yarmulke he wore, 'cause the average snowman doesn't talk
or run a retail store.
Irving the Snowman, with the children he would play. Every girl and boy would sing out with joy when they heard him shout,
Oy vey!
Irving the Snowman had a Christmas bar mitzvah,
fa-la-la-la-la,
singing through his schnoz,
Habanagila, hey!
His eyes were made of bagels from the deli windowsill. His lips, they were gefilte fish,
and his nose was a kosher dill.
The temperature was rising. Irving didn't have a home. As he waved goodbye, he said, "Don't you cry.
I'll be back someday. Shalom."
Irving the Snowman melted into mushy goop, and the rabbi's wife said, "You bet your life.
This will make great chicken soup. If I were a snowman, fa la 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 la. Happy holidays, everybody."
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, it's the Bob and Tom Show from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Christy Lee's at the Cilac Insurance Company News Desk.
Oh, hi.
Matching somewhat with Pat Godwin today.
Yeah. Got a light brown going,
yeah.
Going on.
Look, Heather Brown.
You both look terrific.
Thank you.
There's, my gosh, look at him.
That was a long
smiling. He's got a great mustache going on. It's Willie Griswold.
Well, good to see you, Josh.
At the Prize Pick Sports Desk.
I'm not to cut in. I love when you do intros so much. It's my favorite thing, and it always makes me smile and legitimately laugh.
Well, I'm happy.
It broke me.
I was talking about it yesterday because Josh doesn't really have a plan. And he thinks he's ready, and then he starts doing it, and then you hear these long pauses. Okay, I got to come up with something.
That's not here. What I was doing.
No,
I wasn't trying to be critical.
No, I know.
And it's okay. Positive.
Positive. No, your dad's positive perception of what negative. I do is wrong.
But it's, totally. I just liked it because you called them handsome. You said they look so nice, and you got to me. There was a pause. I didn't know if a dig was coming, maybe. Yeah, I was just giggling.
Pause. He thinks I'm unprepared and,
yes.
And honestly ill-equipped to do this.
Sure.
I'm not.
No, you're not.
Not at all. I just like to have fun with it. There's Ace Cosby.
Are you sure that you got the names right?
I'm Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. And there's Tom.
Hello. How's everybody doing? We were talking about birds for some reason.
Yes.
And
we found out that Tom doesn't.
Oh, he has a limited appreciation for birds.
Yeah, limited.
Well, I really like the movie Home Alone. I don't care for the second one.
Because of the pigeon.
If they removed the pigeon lady, would you care for the second one?
That might help me a little bit.
It's a fine sequel.
I don't know.
That's the great Brenda Fricker.
Fricker. Irish actress.
That's just, it has the kids' dream of unlimited room service and what you would do.
Oh,
I mean, that could be the whole movie for me. There could be no conflict. A kid ordering pizza and burgers and wings, that'd be a perfect movie for a kid.
My problem with the bird lady is the end of the movie, he runs out, gives her an ornament, and then runs back to his... runs back to the Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
And I guess I've always wanted her just to go, all right, well, I'll just stay here and be homeless then. Okay.
Yeah, I just crapped on a rock by the Essex house.
Yeah.
Maybe a spot of tea, please.
maybe a clean pair of undies. I don't know.
Your rich dad doesn't have a contact.
But again, I certainly do enjoy Home Alone. But I'm not a fan of the bird thing. I like birds from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that have, you know, whatever parakeets and cockatiels and big birds. I don't want them.
That's fine. That's why we live in America.
Yeah. Now I had a bird feeder once.
Bird feeder once.
That's as close as I'm going to get.
It's because usually I do want Chick in here because he can make you shut up sometimes. But if Chick gets in your way too much, if he plays too much defense, we don't get stuff like this.
Yeah.
I had a bird feeder once.
Well, good point. I used to live in a house, they call it a walkout.
Yeah. Walkout basement?
Yeah, where the house is built in the hill.
Sure.
Yeah. And the lower level is you could walk outside from the one side of the house.
You describing the most regular things can sound so funny.
No, but the point is there was a deck. Yeah. So the deck was like 20 feet off the ground because the hill was kind of steep. So I spent an entire Sunday once rigging up a wire from the deck all the way across the backyard. There was a dam in the backyard, kind of 100 yards from my house.
A dam what?
It's a fair question.
Damn wire.
Oh. One time some drunk drove a boat over it. That was pretty funny. And he lived. The larger point here is, so I set up this this giant wire.
Right.
And then I had a whole pulley system.
Right.
So I could put the bird feeder stuff in there and then keep the birds away from my house.
You don't want them near you.
Well, no, because they crap all over the deck.
Yeah.
Which was it was fairly effective. The day that I did it, my third trip to Home Depot, the guy looked at me and he goes, "You're inventing something, aren't you, sir?" I'll never forget that. So I'm not anti-bird. Like I said, that movie creeps me out. I don't want birds landing on me.
Mm.
I went to my FedEx store the other day, and there was a guy there with a parrot on his shoulder.
Boy, that's slow delivery. When you have a truck, you can put my package in.
No, I went up to my buddy Sean, who works there. I said, "Who is this guy? He comes in here all the time." So if you have isn't the parrot going to poop all over your shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just probably the price you have to pay.
It is.
I'm not paying that. Well, that leads to this. As Josh has called, this is a perfect so-called comedy bit. This really is. Every word is in the right place. This is Randy Lubis and one of the absolute classics. I think we call it the real 12 Days of Christmas.
You know, you play that, and I hate to sound like a Scrooge, but I used to work in a department store, and I used to sit there for an 8-hour shift and have to listen to that Muzak Christmas tape over and over. Mm-hmm. And they would play the single most annoying song known to man. You all know that song I'm talking, that song, The 12 Days of Christmas. Now, first off, guys, I don't believe this song. I can't believe that anybody is this into birds. All right, think about it, Tom. On the seventh day alone, this guy's getting 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge. That's 23 birds. Who is this man? Alfred Hitchcock? And by the 12th day, he's accumulated 42 swans a-swimming, 42 geese a-laying, 36 calling birds, 30 French hens, 22 turtle doves, and 12 partridges. Now, I hope this man's got a newspaper subscription. 'Cause that's 184 birds. We didn't even take into consideration those geese are a-laying. Some of those eggs will be a-hatching. Hey, and if that's not bad enough, come the 8th day, they start sending in showbiz business people. Yeah, ladies dancing, drummers drumming, pipers piping, lords a-leaping. All right, Bob, I'll accept that they're in show business. They're used to working around the holidays. But what about those poor maids a-milking? They ought to be home with their family on Christmas, not yanking on a cow. I can just see him sitting there on their stool. He brings in one more stinking bird. And I'll be damned if I'm picking those pears.
Randy Lubis, and an absolute gem. Thank you very much, Randy. Always loved that piece. And that was something that every year that I find really irritating.
What's that?
Sorry, Josh.
It's when the TV news guy comes on. Hey, we've got Wilbur Smith. Now the price. How much is the 12 days of Christmas this year?
Oh, I always like that. Yes,
yeah. Oh, God.
Nice yardstick for how the economy's doing.
Yeah. The one story where I'd like to see the newscaster picked off with a rifle is when they do the one every year about, well, they say that people watching the NCAA college basketball tournament is going to the productivity of our country is going to we're going to have a depression because and then it's Christmas with the companies like Christmas Gray and Shafting or something, and they start talking about the lack of productivity. Hey, we have to have a little bit of fun, okay?
No, I like that one, too, because I think it's important to point out to menial workers that they're not doing enough.
How dare you take a break and watch a basketball game for 5 minutes?
Morale does a lot for productivity.
It would be so cool if the news anchor, while reading that, was like, you know what? Screw this. Lights a cigarette on here. Yeah, and then, I don't want to work hard anymore. Loosen up, you guys.
What if the newscaster lit a smoke, grabbed a beer, and popped the game on?
Yeah.
You know, I could read about the latest murder downtown, but let's watch some hoops. So now that I've said I hate the story, I just found it here.
The 12 Days of Christmas
version? Yeah. Hear it, and I'll read it verbatim.
It really is so arbitrary.
Now you can guess. Oh, Christy will know this one.
What?
Now think about what's on the 12 Days of Christmas. It includes 5 golden rings.
Those have got to be up.
Oh,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, 32.5% more expensive for the golden rings since last year.
Well, nice.
That's staggering.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, of course, the cost of celebrating Christmas is climbing again. Blah, 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 blah. It's apparently overall 4.5.
You know, when you read it like that, it is kind of annoying.
Yeah, well, add that little sauce to it.
And I, when they do it, I want to know, are they leasing like the maids of milking and the lords?
Of course you are. You're not keeping them
very
around.
Silly.
they go back to Civil War era human ownership.
You're all having fun, man.
Yeah, we were.
So anyway. Now, do you change the channel if you're listening to one of those Christmas radio shows and that song comes on, 12 Days of Christmas?
No, you know, I don't hear it very often.
No.
I think they kind of know.
Yeah, they know.
I was kind of surprised that there are so many different Christmas channels now.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And every city has at least 2.
Yeah. But there's like a soul Christmas.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Smokey Robinson hosts.
That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
But then there's also the all instrumental ones.
There's the standard favorites, I guess.
Then there's the kind of solemn ones where they don't segue from Silent Night into Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Did you guys sing along?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm like an annoying theater kid. I'm harmonizing. I'm the worst.
Yeah, I'll go a third above myself.
I actually listened to Christmas music on the way in today. I haven't done that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah,
very nice.
It was very fun.
Christy,
got to hear some Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that is adorable. I am so jealous of your little cartoon doll life you live. Just listening to Christmas music.
Have you heard the? I know you like Dean Martin.
Oh, I love
him. I do too. But if you're Dean Martin, his version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he calls him Rudy.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's cool.
Nobody else could get away with that.
Rudy.
He had 3 beers. Rudy. He was having fun. Let him go.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Apparently, he kind of breezed through almost everything. I guess for that TV show, he'd show up 5 minutes before it started.
Good for him.
And read the card.
Yeah, so they were all kind of Sinatra. Any movie director would be like, let's get another take. He'd go, no, we got it. They were just like, damn it.
Even in the recording studio, Frank.
Can you imagine having that kind of cool? Being that cool?
It's hard. It's a burden.
I bet, dude. Yeah. It's more of a curse, isn't it?
Look at you over there with your Bahamas canvas hat on. Mr. Cool.
Sinatra screws up in New York, and they just kept it. He repeated a line at the end.
Famously, he doesn't get the end right, and they didn't fix it.
Imagine that.
Tell him he didn't get the end right.
Yeah. Oh, you tell him.
Yeah, I don't think Willie's heard Sinatra's version. We were talking yesterday about that controversy. It started, I think, 6 or 7 years ago.
I can tell you exactly when it was, 2018.
It was a radio station in Ohio, made a real big deal out of not playing
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
The song Baby, It's Cold Outside. And then they went into this whole thing about date rape and got real serious.
Yeah.
And Frank Sinatra did a famous version of the song. And
with Ann Margaret?
Could have just said it was controversial.
Yeah,
it was
with Ann Margaret. Consent. Yeah. There's such a better way to say it.
I know. We
jam needles into our ears with those two words.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear those two words at all before the setup for a bit.
Yeah. Thanks.
See, this throw me under the date rape bus. So
this is, this is Pat. They can't appreciate the warm water.
Go ahead, Godwin.
Till you give them the cold water.
Go ahead, Pat. Make light of date rape.
You've got a hilarious song about this topic.
You know, it's only, we only talk about roofies for about 30 seconds, but go ahead. How would it go?
Well, Sinatra and Ann Margaret, of course, did a version, and it goes something like this.
I really can't stay.
You're staying.
Thank you very much. Well, glad to have you here. Thanks for coming along. Yeah, I sing along, too, although I've been having some issues with especially my left ear from wearing headphones all these years. They do that one song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And I go, no. Turn it up. I can't hear anything in this ear. What a drag. Do you have a good ear and a bad ear?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to the doctor. My right ear's really bad.
Huh.
Real bad.
Like, now, do you find, and I don't want to get too personal.
Actually, there's music going on right now.
There is.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Is that me?
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Your bad ear there.
Is that it? Is it gone?
Yes, you fixed it.
This show is a real team.
Would you tell Eddie that this?
Yeah, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Tell Eddie or Jason.
Tell Eddie to hit you with a hammer.
Tell Eddie, our engineer, that apparently the potentiometer number 5 is leaking.
Oh, not number 5.
I was jamming to some Ray Bryant Trio. Highly recommended.
You certainly were this morning. Oh, it was. Man.
Love the
very
Ray Bryant.
You love getting here early and just rocking out a little bit, doing some homework.
Oh, no, it's not rocking.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's jazz.
It's meth jazz.
It's jazz? Yeah,
it's it's just great. Now, it's the kind of stuff you'd hear in a Woody Allen movie, nice jazz piano.
Really. You love Woody Allen, man.
What was I going to mention?
Just the way he's chosen to live his life.
Oh, I know. No, Christy, in the bedroom.
Yes.
If you have one
Woody Allen in the bedroom.
If you have one ear that's better than the other.
Oh, yes.
I may have to lobby to switch sides.
It's so funny you bring this up. Last week.
Pat, imagine that you had a woman you were sleeping with as opposed to someone you'd paid a fee to come over for a brief fling.
I thought that was Josh's territory.
he's a bully doll.
Yeah.
I do have a great Josh insult coming up. I'm so excited about
Yay!
It.
You've been sitting on it all day?
No, I thought of it while listening to some cool jazz this morning. I'm so excited for it. It is such a stretch. It is such a terrible joke.
Josh, how does that make you feel, knowing that while you're not here, he thinks of an insult so good. And he writes it down, and it makes him smile a little bit.
There are mornings where in the green room we'll run into each other, and he'll go, oh boy, do I have a good joke for you later.
I originally wrote it for Pat.
I lost too much weight, so now you got to send it Josh's way.
No, I just thought it was. I thought Josh will be as angry because it's clearly I'm joking. But my point was going to be, if I was going to make one, I always sleep on as if you're lying down on your back in the bed. I'm always on the right side.
Me too.
In a hotel, wherever it is, Kelly's there. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
But my left ear is the bad one. So.
Oh.
If she's talking to me. Thank you, Josh. Do we have that on tape?
I can't believe you didn't make that joke. I can't believe you waited for him.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.